The future of the Grand Chateau Tongariro is in limbo, with the hotel not taking any new bookings for 2023 and 2024. The hotel itself remains open, but virtually empty, as mystery surrounds next week's release of a site assessment report, some of which RNZ understands relates to earthquake strengthening and the building's land lease. So what's going on? And why are the locals being kept in the dark? First up's Matthew Tunison went to Whakapapa to find out.
Driving down State Highway 48 across the North Island Central Plateau, you can see the Chateau Tongariro long before you reach Whakapapa. The iconic hotel is one of the country's grandest buildings. Set on the foothills of Mount Ruapehu, it's hosted guests for almost a century. So, why is it that you can't book a room there for the remainder of 2023 or 2024, despite it appearing virtually empty? The Chateau Tongariro's 30-year lease expired in April 2020, and the building's owner, Car New Zealand, a subsidiary of the Singapore-based Car Motor, has been in negotiations with the Crown to determine its future. The Department of Conservation's District Operations Manager, George Taylor, has been party to the talks and will be there when stakeholders meet again next week.
DOC has offered a new long-term lease to CAR and negotiations around it are ongoing. Consultation with Tūwhareroa, specifically Ngāti Kairo, is a requirement, while Uenuku and Ngāti Hauā would also be informed of the process. Depending on changes agreed during negotiations, further consultation may be needed before a new lease is granted.
A spokesperson for the building operators, another CAR subsidiary called Bayview International Hotels and Resorts, said in a statement that as part of its lease renewal, the hotel had proactively conducted site assessments and was awaiting final reports. The company would be in touch early next week. First Up understands the hotel needs earthquake strengthening, which will cost more than the company had initially budgeted for. We thought we'd grab a coffee at the hotel's cafe to see what it was like inside, but it was closed. Likewise, the bar across the road, Tussock, which is also owned by CAR, was closed. Apart from two white utility vehicles, the Chateau's car park was empty, and except for a couple of bags tucked behind a counter, we didn't see any sign of guests in the reception area.
Checking in?
No, I'm from Radio New Zealand. Just hoping to find out what's happening with the Chateau.
Yeah, at the moment, sir, we're just open for in-house guests.
But on the footpath outside, we managed to catch up with UK tourists Richard and Carol as they waited for their shuttle. They just spent a delightful few days at the Chateau, which they said was very quiet inside. They booked their stay way back in 2020, before COVID hit.
It was, 10% full, something like that. Very nice inside, lots of facilities, cinema, small pool.
They were all very, very nice, very, very nice. Helpful.
Yeah. But
great,
you didn't
stuff.
See many other guests?
Not really.
Not a huge number, no.
Local business owners spoken to by First Up were reluctant to go on the record, but it's clear that people are worried about the future of the Chateau, which is integral to the tourism-based economy.